All right, go ahead, guys.
You have a tough loss last night. You're down 3-1 here. What was your mindset in the second intermission? How did you guys summon it to get back in shape?
I mean, we were all telling each other, trust the game plan. And it's going to be a story event, so we just stuck with it. And we were very happy with the outcome.
What was the conditions like, and how bad was it in the second period especially?
I mean, they weren't too bad. I mean, the ice was, I thought it was really good. And, it just made it better with the snow coming down, the fans, excitement, you can definitely feel it. So, it's overall, thank USA Hockey for putting, a great event together. There's just, an experience I'll never forget.
Was it a bit of relief having clean ice in the shootout?
It definitely helped out with the move, but, overall, I thought the ice was, awesome, and, they did a great job, all the people behind the scenes, working on the ice, staying in the cold the whole game with no heater. I mean, those guys, did an awesome job.
You said you had to stick to your game plan. What was your game plan?
We knew it was gonna, weather conditions, snowy, so, just get pucks behind them and, forecheck hard and, always recover and reload, and so, we just want to play our best, and I think we did that tonight.
What's been the key to overcoming 2-goal deficits against the Canadians?
Sticking to the game plan, trusting the process. I mean, we knew we were taking it to them the second and third period, so if we just kept doing it. Coach was saying, one goes in, two goes in. So it definitely worked, and we're really happy right now.
It's a 3-assist game for Mittelstadt. Are you guys just to the point where you're expecting the puck to end up on your stick from him if he has it?
Yeah, I mean, he's an awesome player. So definitely when you're out there with him, he's going to be making plays out there. And I got to play with him for the second and third period, and it was a lot of fun.
Is there anything you guys can learn from this game? It's such a unique location, and you won't play this again. Can you still learn something from this game to take going forward?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of hype to this game, so just staying level-headed every game. And it was an awesome atmosphere tonight, so it's really excited, and really looking forward to playing against them.
Brady, what is a sense of relief knowing that you were 30 minutes away, 20 minutes away from being 1-2, to now, pulling out this win after what happened last night?
Yeah, I think it's definitely, we weren't too happy about last night, so we tried to put it behind us and, focus new day, and we just want to play our best from the very start. So I think, we went out there, we worked for each other, and, we're really happy with the outcome.
What was the mood in the locker room during the second intermission?
We were all positive. We were all, pumping each other up. It's going to be, an awesome story at the end of it. So, we got out there and, everyone's talking on the bench. Everyone's so excited. So, I mean, I really think that transferred over and, we play a lot better with all that excitement. And, it's an awesome game.
Aren't the Canadians supposed to be better in snow?
Yeah. I mean, it was my first time and I think a bunch of us first time on an outdoor rink. And, for us, it was, snowing. It was, awesome. Like we've never experienced this before. So I think for us, I think both teams, just cherished, the experience, and, like I said, it was an awesome, awesome experience.
It's quite a celebration. The loss to Slovakia is more looking towards this game and the excitement of what was going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, I think, like I said, we weren't happy about last night, and we tried just focusing on a new day, and, we'd rather take the loss earlier in the tournament than later, and because later we're knocked out, so I think that definitely fueled the fire for our team, and we never want that to happen again. And I think our team bounced back well.
What do you think you need to improve on the most taking on Finland on Sunday?
I mean, for us, I think just sticking to our game plan and executing that the full 60, and if we do that, we'd be happy.
Okay, thank you, guys.